Hello. 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 Hot radio show. Hey, listen to the music. Get up out of your chair and dance to the music. That's right. You could actually dance to that music. Hey, it's music from one of my music videos at the end of it. Hey, I got my Subway Fantasy 2. Subway Fantasy 2. Not one, but two. Subway Fantasy 2, as in the numeral 2. Subway Fantasy 2, music video by me, Tom Edison. Hey, Google it, you know, put it in the information bar up there. It's on YouTube, but you probably can just pull it up by putting it in the information bar. Subway Fantasy 2, spell it, P-H-A-N-T-E-S-Y, because that's the way I spell it. Subway Fantasy 2, and you'll hear that spacey guitar playing in the second song that appears in that video. And, hey, you'll hear some of the best guitar playing you've ever heard on the face of this globe in this Subway Fantasy too. But, hey, you don't take my word for it. Check it out on YouTube yourself. But you probably could Google it in, and it'll take you right to that video. If not, go to YouTube and do it from there, along with my other 21 videos. Hey, you know, I'm doing my part of educating the general public with videos and songs that have thoughtful themes to them, thoughtful words. They paint a picture for you to think on. That's right. It's important for you, human beings. That's right. We're not lima beans. We're human beings. And we have that great capacity to think if we teach our brains how to think. You don't learn really how to think by going to public school or college or anything like that, because they're all overly controlled by governments. You teach yourself how to think, basically. It's not that difficult, really. Hey, can I tell you, you know? Hey, this is an educational show. It's a thought-inspiring show. It's a revolutionary show. Welcome to the new world. And believe me, it is a new world out there. I don't know. I don't know what to say, except you probably see these things going on too. You know, it just irks me. Like, I cannot believe people are being that stupid. People riding around in cars with their masks on by themselves. What the hell is the point of that? And then there's voices coming into my show now and then. I just heard one. You know, it's the feedback loop. Who knows what it is? It doesn't matter. You know, you just deal with it. That's life. But at the same time, there's also people walking down the street, not near anybody, all alone, and they're walking around with a mask on and a nice autumn day. I mean, what is wrong with these people? You know, they watch too much TV. They listen to too many propaganda scientists on TV. Put your mask on. It's already been proven it's not healthy to wear a mask. So if you're wearing a mask, like, you don't have to wear a mask to listen to my radio show, just in case you didn't know. Somebody's got to, You know, it's sad to see that people are that ignorant, and they'll just listen to anything anybody tells them on TV and don't use any common sense. There's no reason to be wearing a mask walking down the street by yourself, you know? Not every in the workplace in the world has banned that you can't walk around in public without a mask yet. Though some countries have done that, I believe. I mean, that's how bad this scamdemic is. It's not a pandemic. It's a scandemic. If you look up the definition of a pandemic, you'll see what's happening. It isn't really a pandemic at all. And there's nobody more dying than there was last year. That's a fact. Start checking these things out for yourself. When you turn on the TV news, it shouldn't even be called news anymore. It should be called mainstream media propaganda, the 6 o'clock propaganda, not the 6 o'clock news, you know? I mean, there ought to be, a law somewhere that forces these propaganda broadcasting companies to be called what they are, propaganda broadcasting companies. And all the commercials are either buy a new car or buy some stupid pharmaceutical product that has dozens of things wrong with it that can go wrong, including death. Yeah. And this is what they're selling to people. They want you to buy. And, of course, they're pushing. All the news stations are pushing the vaccine in as if the vaccine is going to help anyone. You know, people need to investigate what a vaccine is. Don't take the idiotic opinions of people who don't know what they're talking about. First of all, no one can prove to you that what they're going to inject into your body is going to help you. Nobody can prove that. Nobody can prove that injecting a vaccine substance into your body is safe. They can't prove it. They can make claims. They can lie to you and tell you about the surveys they've done, you know, the tests they've done, and the percentages, you know. But they can make that all up just by saying it isn't proving anything. Your doctor says, oh, don't worry about it. What? How the hell can he guarantee you what's in that vaccine that he's going to inject in your arm is not going to harm you? He can't. He can't guarantee that, nor can the pharmaceutical companies guarantee that. And, of course, we all know what's going on here, that this vaccine is going to be purposely designed as a killer vaccine. That's right. They want to F you up so badly with this, and they've got you in the palm of their hands right now. That's right. They sure do, just like I'm going to take a drink of water right now. Mm-hmm. Nothing like good-tasting water. Satisfy your thirst. Anyhow, and it's not tap water. No one should ever drink tap water. This is an educational show. You know, I mean, it was known back in the last century that most water is chlorinated. Public water systems are chlorinated, and when you add chlorine to water, you get between 300 and 400 different toxic compounds that form within that water because the chlorine has been in the water. Sure, they put the chlorine to kill the germs, but it's also surely killing you, too, slowly. And then the other bad ingredient, the fluoride, which is really a waste product, something similar to rat poisoning, and they put that into, they tell you that's going to, so you won't get cavities in your teeth, yeah. It's really there to turn your pineal gland and calcify it, turn it into a worthless organ. And, of course, your pineal gland is, or pineal gland, how you pronounce it, P-I-N-A-L. You know, the word pine is in, so it's probably pineal gland, and it also, it's called the pineal gland because it, the shape of it resembles a pine cone. How about that? You know, it's a spiritual connection to the other realms. It helps connect you to the rest of the universe. So they definitely want to destroy that in you. That's why the fluoride's in the water, because they don't want you to be spiritual. Who doesn't want you to be spiritual? The government doesn't want you to be spiritual, because all governments on planet Earth are really controlled by the dark side, the deep state, the New World Order. And the New World Order has turned most presidentes into puppets. That's right. They're puppets for the New World Order. And you ought to look into that. If you look what the so-called presidentes of the countries of the world are doing, they're putting their populations into lockdowns, destroying the economies, making people suffer over a fake pandemic that's not killing any more people than usually die every year. Of course, and they're bribing people at the hospitals, and they're bribing doctors to whatever anybody is suffering from, whatever anybody dies from, you have to list it as COVID. This is so fake and fraudulent, it's unbelievable. You know, we've caught on to what the scam is going on, yet why are the media companies allowed to keep on promoting this sham? They are destroying the world, the media companies. That's right, your local news, ABC News, NBC News, CBS News, even Fox News, CNN News, BBC News, and a host of others are all nothing but puppets serving the New World Order. They're all owned by people, by the New World Order. And why are they being allowed to do this? Are there no bold people in any government in the world to shut these mothers down, these mother effers down? I mean, really? How can they? All they have to do is take away their license, you know, and they won't be able to broadcast, and none of them should be broadcasting because they are lying to you, the general public, about this fake pandemic. And who's watching for sabotage during the night? You know, I mean, it doesn't take much to put two and two together here. They want people locked down so every night they can send these those small drones down every city street and spray the whole town, your town, my town, with more toxic germs to make more people sick. Yeah, this is the kind of crap that we have to deal with now. And don't put it past your government to play along with this. And don't put it past the mad scientists to go this far out of their way. Because it's part of the agenda. You ever hear of it? Agenda 21, depopulate the world. It's also on the Georgia stones down in Georgia. Yeah, those plaques that talk about bringing the world population down to 500 million, that means getting rid of 95% of the people on planet Earth. They're working on it right now, you know? This virus that was released, everybody caught it already, and that's why we have all these positive tests, except people's normal immune systems have taken care of the problem. And there aren't any more deaths this time of year as there was last year. It's all been hype, lies, deception, and tricking people into believing the lies and tricking, bribing other people to play along with the situation, which is only hurting everyone. You know, I mean, all the trial and errors are, we don't need to investigate this situation no more. This isn't worthy of anything right now. You don't have to wear a mask. You don't have to social distance. Of course, it's, you know, we can be tolerant and be aware of these things a little more, okay, out of consideration, but we don't need to wear a mask. We don't need to stand on the blocks marked out on the floor of the stores and all this crap, you know, that is dehumanizing society. No, we don't have to do this. Look, how about in Sweden? They didn't do any of these lockdown nonsense, and they don't have any more deaths than the rest of us, so it proves right there. This is all a waste of time and a suppression of humanity. Plus, in America, it's a violation of the First Amendment, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. These laws are taking away our happiness, you know? And they don't have a right to do that. Nobody has a right to take away our happiness or our First Amendment rights under any circumstances. And we, the people, need to stand up and defend our rights. And we need to do it in all countries in the world. And we need to defeat this New World Order, one government scam that they're trying to force on us. And we need to stop this vaccination insanity. If you have to be out of your friggin' mind to allow some stranger to stick a needle and pump poisons into your healthy body. That is not going to protect you from anything. It's only going to increase your chances of getting sick and dying from the poisons they're putting into your body via the vaccine. And regardless of what they say, it's going to have nanobots with a tracking ID that is going to be stuck in your bloodstream that you're not going to be able to get rid of. And it's going to have DNA, RNA-altering chemicals in it. Yeah, they have that those kind of things today, and they're going to put it in this vaccine because they want to transform you into something other than a human being, an obedient half-clone or whatever you want to call it. Don't take this vaccine when it comes out, you know? Fight for your life. Don't you understand the whole point of trying to get everybody to take the vaccine is to kill us? That's right. This is like a real science fiction movie playing out, except it's not science fiction. It's reality. We are being attacked by a small group of evil scum that rule this world, and they are tricking you into following commands and rules that you should not be following. Stand up and fight for your life because your life is on the line. There's no nice way to say this, but it needs to be said. And we the people need to rise to the occasion and do something, gain control of our governments, because we don't have any control of our governments. And all they talk about is taking more of your rights away. They're all under the hypnotic spell of the New World Order. We might as well say it like that. What's the difference? It adds up to it the same. You can label it, call it whatever you want, but it still adds up to the same thing. It's like every government in the world is under the spell of the New World Order. Whether it's being done with bribery, high-tech mind control, telepathic mind control, or anything other way possible, or blackmail, every world government is suppressing their people now, including the USA. It's happening here. The states are turning out to be worse than the federal government because it's the state governors that are imposing the lockdowns. There's no federal lockdown here in America. These are state lockdowns. And these governors need to resign and go straight to hell because that's what their kind belongs. I don't care whether they mean well or not. They're ignorant. They're ruining everyone's life. They don't have a right to do that. As far as I'm concerned, all these governors can go straight to hell. In fact, if they're or a place worse than that, because they don't have the right to destroy our lives, but they're misusing their authority to do it. And they are so stupid. They listen to the stupid propaganda scientists, the lying doctors. They even listen to lying mainstream media. And then they make their decisions based on misinformation, and they destroy people's lives. What kind of people are those? Evil people. Governors, yeah, they are. I think there's one state in the whole United States that didn't impose a lockdown. I think that was South Dakota. Thank God for one state. And as far as the politicians in America go, I've mentioned it before, when the FBI did an investigation of who could be trusted in the U.S. Congress, we're talking 535 people at least, they found two. And that was like over 10 years ago, and that's when Ron Paul was part of the government, U.S. government. So what does that leave us with? One person in the whole U.S. Congress that can be trusted? Whomever that may be, you know? And that's the bad situation, you know? Over in Europe there, oh my God, those European leaders, they're all insane. Absolutely. They all are insane, you know? They've got their countries into lockdown. There's been pockets of rebellion. At least a few people are thinking for themselves, places, few towns in Italy, Paris, they're finally trying to protest in the street against the lockdowns. Unfortunately, the United Kingdom, Great Britain, they've got lockdowns in all their neighborhoods. And ridiculous lockdowns, too, with ridiculous laws. In fact, I think even in it was Northern Ireland, they banned live music. Can you believe this? Music is a healing thing. They banned live music. It just goes to show you, this is all about taking away your rights and making you suffer, you know? And then all the police in the United Kingdom, They're all Nazi police now. They go around and gangs of police. The police go around in gangs of like 10 or 20, and then they find some single person and they all gang up on them for some infringement. Like, where's your mask? You know, like, what kind of crap is this? You know? Hey, this is a call-in radio show. If you're in the United States or Canada, the call-in number is 888-627-6008. It's toll-free. If you want to call from some other part of the world, maybe there's a way you can utilize that toll-free number by checking into it with your phone company. You might have to put a couple of zeros before it or something like that. But the number of, hey, if you're calling from a landline, you have to put the 1 there. So that would be 1-888-627-6008. Share it with the radio listening audience anything important that you might have to say. Because this is an educational show. The name of the show is Connect the Dots, and that's what I'm doing. Connecting the dots right now. And, presidential election is over. I was running as a write-in candidate. Where were all the people that had an opportunity to vote for somebody who has solutions? You know, the solution, I know the solution to the coronavirus. It's listed on my website. The website's still up, 2020presidenttominson.com. But basically, it's sound waves. Sound waves can kill the virus. All we have to do is dial in the frequency of the virus, and somebody must know that. If not, we could try by trial and error, we could certainly find out the frequency of the virus. And then just broadcast a tone and the virus won't be able to hold its shape or form, and it'll just shatter. And your body will take out the shattered virus as a waste product. It's really that simple. It's got nothing to do with vaccines. Vaccines are only going to poison you or harm you. There is no logic. I tweet it on Twitter all the time. I tweet, you know, there is no logic to a vaccine. Vaccines are illogical for many, many reasons. The whole premise of how a vaccine is supposed to work is ill-conceived. It's mad scientists dreaming, you know, and they've brainwashed the whole world into believing vaccines are good, you know. A vaccine can't do anything good for you. It can't boost your immune system. Any results in boosting your immune system is your immune system fighting off the vaccine, because the vaccine is poison and deadly, you know. And they take that information of an increased immune response as to their causing it to happen. Yeah, you're causing it to happen because you're putting poison into somebody's body. So naturally, their body wants to get rid of the poison, and there's the immune response. That doesn't mean your immune system is going to be better than it was before. And you sure as hell put the person's body through a traumatic situation. It's meaningless. You know, all claims that vaccines are helping, it's ill-conceived thinking. You know, it's just make-believe propaganda. And we've been duped into believing these fantasy doctors to think that vaccines can do anything good. They can't. They never could, and they never will. The whole thinking behind how it works is ill-conceived. You know, it's mad scientists in their dream world, and then taking their meaningless results, not interpreting them properly, and then trying to con you that this vaccine, and then they want to charge you for it too, of course, and we're paying for this. Talk about people in government wasting taxpayers' money. You know, who's buying all these vaccines, worthless vaccines that are not going to help people? They're going to kill people. They're going to cause deformities. Oh, that's I forgot the other main ingredient in this upcoming vaccine. It will create sterility in people, you know? Oh, not 100%, only maybe 70% or 80%, you know? Not 100%, though. Well, that's quite sufficient enough and perfect order with the New World Order's plan to depopulate humanity. That's what this is all about. You know, it's about the New World Order setting up their one government, one totalitarian one world government, and at the same time depopulating humanity. What a wonderful deal they're offering all of us. Isn't that wonderful? Well, it's not. It's a horror story, and we're allowing it to happen. Don't you understand, people out there? You know, maybe you might understand listening to my voice, but your neighbors live next door to you, or the regular people you're passing by on the street, they don't understand. They are being duped into killing themselves, you know? And that's how bad it is. Stop believing anything you hear on TV, because they're all liars now. They're all puppets serving the New World Order. All of them. All the TV news stations are like that. And the commercials are all steering you into buying worthless pharmaceutical concoctions that don't really heal anything, and they all have adverse side effects to them. but it might help you. And then, oh, ask your doctor. Yeah, because the doctor is nothing but a pharmaceutical salesperson nowadays. Sure, there are real doctors out there, good-hearted people, but too many of them have become pharmaceutical salesmen. You know, it's amazing how much people's minds can be influenced with bribe money, when there's money involved. You know, that's another thing that has come out with this scamdemic, that the people in the hospitals have been influenced to, bribe money probably, to list everything as COVID-related because they receive kickback money for that, believe it or not, yeah. I mean, that's how out of hand this whole thing is. And, of course, politicians will always sell you out for a little extra money. And the ones that don't, the sophistication of mind control can even influence some of them, and then they go and use their authority in a wrong way and make all these bad laws. I mean, take note of who's in power now. Any person who's in politics now can never be elected again. Should never be elected again because they've all sold you out. There's nobody talking the truth like I'm talking here. There isn't one politician talking the truth, not even one. Even the so-called world hero President Trump, you know, he's so oblivious to the truth himself, too, you know? He might not be part of the New World Order, but he's just as stupid as the regular people are because he doesn't understand. He's actually talking like vaccines are going to help people. Shows you how dumb he is. Plus, he never talked about the poisonous chemtrails. Plus, he never talked about the dangers of 5G because he doesn't understand it, you know? You might think of him as a hero, but he's really a very ignorant person compared to those of us who have the knowledge. And forget about the clone Sleepy Joe. That's the most recent information. Now he's being identified as a clone. It's been pointed out there are some pictures of him with brown eyes and some pictures with blue eyes. Well, I don't know, that brings up some suspicions there. Well, if he is a clone, boy, it's a defective model, that's for sure. With all the blunders he's put out. And forget it, he's a New World Order puppet. Oh, absolutely, you know. Just like it when he was the vice president, you know. He was talking about how great Obama was. Obama, the worst president this country has ever had. Sold us out big time. Another New World Order prophet, puppet. Obama. Old B.O. himself. Yeah, Barack Obama, whose real name was something else. And his so-called wife, who's a transgender guy. You know, ever since he's not the president anymore, all the pictures have been surfacing of his wife with the hard on under her dress. Whatever. And of course, what's the New World Order? Sleepy Joe was a New World Order puppet back as being the vice president, you know? He kept that under hat and told us about how great this Obama was, and this guy sold us out big time. Everything he did, he didn't do anything for anybody, really. And then he gives pallets of cash to the Iranians, like, you know, our enemies. Like, what kind of crap is this, you know? Why isn't he in jail, you know, for treason or deception or something like that? Anyhow, Sleepy Joe as the president, oh my God, you hear what he talks about. He's going to make a federal law that everyone has to wear a mask. Wearing a mask is unhealthy. To make a law to for people to do things to make their themselves unhealthy, what kind of an evil person is that? Forget about Sleepy Joe, it's Evil Joe. And I truthfully, I hope President Trump pulls this one out, because that would be the biggest disaster that ever happened to America. If Creepy Joe, yeah, because he, you know, he wants to fondle young girls and pressure them into going along with his public fondling of them. What kind of a creepy person is that? Hey, Creepy Joe, that's who he is. What's the latest info on this, you know? They found out that some of these electronic machines, they were set up, every vote that for Joe Biden was multiplied by 40, you know? So it took him 40 times more. In other words, he really had to cheat a lot to beat the president on a lot of these states. And we got to use some common sense here. You looked at all the pictures of any of his events before the election, you know, maybe 100 people at the most would show up. Very unpopular guy. And then all of a sudden he comes out and he's gets all these votes. A fraudulent election beyond belief, you know. If the Democrats get away with pulling this off, God help America, because this is the biggest sham ever going. This is the sham with the U.S. election. It's even more of a sham than the pandemic that they're still calling a pandemic. And I got to talk about this, unfortunately, because people need to wake up. Everybody needs to start talking to each other and saying, look, come on. It's been proven everything they told us in the beginning is a friggin' lie. Everything they told us about this pandemic, about this virus situation, is a lie. Everything they told us about it is a lie, and they're continuing to tell us the lies in relation to it. And we need to start investigating, like, how do we know they're not recontaminating people with these tests? Worthless tests. They have no scientific value whatsoever, but the news takes these worthless, meaningless tests, and they've created, with their fear-mongering, they've created a fake pandemic with it. And we're believing this because people turn on free TV news and they watch, and they don't realize that the news agencies are so corrupt. They are anti-God. They are evil. They are liars. They are deceivers. They shouldn't even be allowed to be broadcasting. You know? Come on, President Trump. Write an executive order to stop these lying news organizations from pretending they're telling us news. It's not news. It's propaganda. It's lies. Based upon lies, based upon misinformation. It's sickening, you know? And it's all part of the New World Order takeover program. That's right. They're using the news media. They're using the scientists who take the bribe money to say anything, like Fauci. They're using scum like Gates to get out there and steer you in the wrong direction. And I just wanted to mention, in case anybody hasn't noticed, when Gates shows up with his wife on the videos, take a notice that she wears an upside-down crucifix around her neck. Only a satanic person would do that. And these are the people we're supposed to listen to. Unbelievable. But this is a war being waged against humanity. And they've got some heavy hitters here. They've got all the news media people in the world. They've got a list of fake doctors willing to take bribe money and say anything. And they are just bombarding you with lies and misinformation, propaganda, to manipulate you into going along with all their stupid recommendations, to accept the lockdowns, accept wearing a fake mask that will ruin your health, and to try to trick you into allowing some ignorant person with a doctor's degree inject you with poisons that will definitely kill you or sterilize you or deeply sicken you or give you birth defects with any children you have, any one of a number of bad things. Nothing good will happen out of it, because this whole thing, if 99% of the people cure themselves with their own immune system, how the hell could putting poison in your body help anything further? It couldn't. It only make more people sick. I mean, and of course they'll manipulate that data and blame it on the virus. We know it'll be the vaccines when they finally come around with one. It's insane. Mm-hmm. And I've said enough about that. Hey, it's a call-in radio show. You got something important to say? Hey, call in 1-888-627-6008. But enough doom and gloom. There's a date coming up, December 21st. Some people recognize that date as the winter solstice. But on December 21st, there's going to be a global mass meditation. And this is where our collective consciousness has a value, you know? The more people that participate, the stronger the effect of the meditation. It's a meditation about bringing more healing light into our world. You know, all the darkness that's controlling us now, the more light we can willfully, with our minds, call into this planet from out there in the center of the universe, where the light pulsates from the quicker will defeat the cabal, the New World Order. So it's everybody who's a human being can participate in this. You don't have to put on a white robe. You don't have to sit in a special position. All you need to do is be breathing with deep breaths to get yourself in the mood beforehand. It's going to happen. The whole point of this global meditation is at the same moment, the same time, we're all thinking about the same things. You know, there is a narrative out there that walks you through the 20-minute meditation. 20 minutes is not a large amount of time for you to donate to our world, because the more people that participate in this, the sooner our world will begin to evolve. The more light we can bring into planet Earth, the more the dark side can't exist anymore. That's right. Light can illuminate the darkness and make it disappear. That's how it works, pretty much. You don't need to know scientifically how it works. You just need to know it works and participate. No harm will come to anyone who participates, and you can do it wherever you are at the prescribed time. The important thing is we all do it at the same time, because then all our thoughts become a collective consciousness, and it'll have great power, power greater than the dark side. And we know that government is not going to help us out of this situation, because all governments have been taken over already. Just look at them. They're making ridiculous laws. They're ruining our lives. So they aren't, the government is not going to help us. So we have to help ourselves. December 21st, the winter solstice. To find out about how to participate, the best site to go to on Twitter is Cobra Info 1, CobraInfo1, the number one, Cobra Info 1, at Cobra Info 1. And you don't have to belong to Twitter to view tweets on Twitter. Just go there and you won't be able to interact with anyone, but you can view the tweets of people. And that's probably the best site that has the links for the YouTube videos that will explain, or the links for the 2020 Blogspot, where you can find out instructions of how to participate and also find out what time this event will be happening in your part of the world. So, you know, it's about a month away. So start looking into it. So when the time rolls around, you'll have it marked on your calendar, and you will be participating at that point in time. And talking about bringing the world together, this is the best kind of thing to bring the world together, when at the same exact moment and second and minute, we're all thinking and visualizing the same thing. That's what this meditation is, you know? You don't have to be a Swami or any a Hindu or anything like that. It has nothing to do with religion, you know? It has to do with you using your power as a human being. You know, your mind is a tool. You can link it with other minds. And together we become a great swarm of positive energy. And your help is needed. The more of us that can do this, the quicker the human race will evolve. We need to get beyond these controls of the dark side and bringing more light into planet Earth. Our Mother Earth is the best way to do it. Meanwhile, we have to keep our heads above water. We have to fight the evil government every minute of our lives at this point in time, because we are under attack from our own governments. But concentrate on this. Prepare for it. Find out about how to participate in a mass meditation. It's really easy. Once you find the link to listen to, you'll know how to pull it up at the time, prescribed time in your time zone. And then you just put on the video at that point in time and listen to it, and get yourself in a relaxed state, you know, close your eyes. You don't have to watch the screen. The picture probably won't change anyhow. You know, you can watch the picture if you want, but you can also close your eyes and just try to visualize what is being talked out on the screen. You know, from the screen you're listening to, there'll be a voice, there'll be music in the back, and they will, you know, just listen and participate. It'll ask you to visualize this, visualize that. That's what this type of meditation is. It has to do with being in a relaxed state, breathing in deep breaths and visualizing what you're being told to visualize. And the basic plan is to visualize the light coming from the center of the universe. Besides there being a black hole there, there's also a living sun. Yes, a living sun that radiates, a giant living sun that radiates light. And that light is being radiated out towards Earth. And your job will be visualizing that light coming here and coming into our solar system eventually and down through our bodies. That's right. The light will come right through our bodies, through the top of our heads and out our root chakra, down into the center of our Mother Earth. And that's our participation in bringing on the new age of Aquarius. You know, it's one of the ages of the zodiac. You know, every zodiac age is, 2160 years, something like that. Anyhow, you can look that up yourself. So, the new age is coming upon us, the age of Aquarius. You know, we're at the turning point right now. They were singing about that in the last century. This is the dawning of the age of Aquarius. But anyhow, it's happening right now, and we can make it happen a little sooner, which will be to our benefit, because in the age of Aquarius, our dear Mother Earth is going to start vibrating faster. Yes, she will. And we will be vibrating faster with her if we choose to go with her. If you want to remain in this dead-end world where it is now with all the hate and anger and pain and war and stuff, you have a right to do that. But in order to do that, you will be taken from this world and brought to another world that still they have these things, this hate and war and all this other crap that we've been subjected to. Most of us want to travel on to the new, faster vibrating reality where there will be peace and love, and we'll all be getting along. And that's the place we want to be. The new earth will be heaven on earth. It's not, won't be the end of the line, because we're all eternal souls, in case you haven't been told that. But, hey, this is an educational show. Yes, every human being is an eternal soul. We come here to Earth to visit. And in this particular time, in this particular moment, those of us that came here and are living lives, have been here for a number of years, we've come here to help the situation of moving into the age of Aquarius. We've come here to help defeat the cabal, the dark side, the those evil humans and other creatures that are controlling our world and making life on Earth hell for some people. But this is all going to change, and that's why this December 21st is such an important day for everyone to participate in. Those of you who are listening to my voice, tell your friends, find out the links, and ask them to participate. It's easy. We all know how to close our eyes and visualize an image, and that's what participating in this meditation is all about. You know? Will be instructed is what to visualize, and it's nothing bad. It's all about picturing light coming from the center of the universe out to our solar system, out to us, and the light, we will be conduits for the light, because it'll go through each one of our bodies and down into the center of the earth, and it'll help the earth vibrate faster. And the faster the earth vibrates, the faster we'll get rid of these dark entities, because they can't vibrate fast. They can't exist in a fast vibrating existence, but we can, because that's where we came from to begin with. You know, you've been lied to since birth. We're all really very highly evolved beings that came here under the conditions that our memory would be wiped clean, and we'd have to kind of navigate and find ourselves and reconnect ourselves to our higher self. And that's what our struggle has been. And of course, it's been made difficult because we were living in a controlled world where public education was a brainwashing system, and it had been this way for a long time. And we were told to accept the 40-hour work week and all the other things. We were told to accept it, and we were told to listen to authorities and obey regardless. And unfortunately, we're very obeying people. But in this case, you know, where we are right now in this conflict, this world conflict that's being perpetrated against us by the dark side, we have to understand that in some situations, you can't just blindly obey what you are being told. When you're being told to do stupid things, you have to say no. When the government tells you to jump off the cliff, you say, no, I won't jump off the cliff. And when the government telling you take this poison vaccine, you have to say no, because you should know better. Don't take my word for it. Find out what's in vaccines. Find out what they're planning to put in this coming vaccine, and you best believe they're going to put it in there, and probably more things they're not even going to tell you about. You know? This is serious stuff, and it requires you to do a little work to think for yourself. I know the government taught you not to think for yourself, but you need to teach yourself how to think for yourself. All the facts, all the information is out there now. You know? There's books out there now that explains, you know, you're all familiar with the famous Star Trek episodes, you know. Captain Kirk says to Scotty, beam me up. Well, beaming up is a reality. There's a science of how to do it. You know, it's done with geometric shapes and frequencies. But it is possible. And everything else we've seen in science fiction movies is possible, too, pretty much. But so it would be paid to take seriously whatever you see in a science fiction movie. This scenario right now, all government and key people being mind-controlled, that's been in science fiction movies for over 50 years. And it's happening now for real, you know? I tell people all the time, there's a great 1957 British sci-fi movie called Quatermass 2. And there's aliens gaining control of all the key people's minds, and government spending on wasting your taxpayers' money on projects that nobody even knows what the hell's going on. That's exactly what we got today. You know, how about all the underground cities? Who do you think's been paying for that? You, the dumb taxpayers. They take your money and they make things for the elite, you know, at your expense. Who do you think's paying for the fuel for the chemtrail planes that are poisoning the air? Taxpayers' money is paying for that. That's right. Your government is so crooked, it's unbelievable. That's why we the people have to take control of our government. In fact, we need a whole new system, because the republic-type government the model doesn't work anymore. They're all crooks now, and they know all the loopholes to get away with it. Once they get elected, they do whatever they want. And there's nothing we can do to stop them until the next election. And then the new guys get in, they do the same scam on us. Republics don't work anymore. There's plenty of different better systems, you know? But we have to do that. We have to exert some pressure on these politicians and get them to make the laws that we want, not the laws that big business wants or the World Corporation or the New World Order wants. And we have to take control of the narrative that goes out there for news. No more fake news. You know, we have to put an end to this, but this is going to require physical actions on our part, and we better be ready to go out there and do it, because nobody is going to do it for us. We have to do it for ourselves, just like on this coming up meditation, you know? We have to do it for ourselves. So tell your friends to participate December 21st of this year, and you'll find the info at cobrainfo1 on Twitter. And then you'll have the links for the YouTubes that explains it all. Well, we're coming to the end of the show. All I got to say is, hey, listen, I got 21 videos out there on YouTube. Visit them. It's free to watch. And you'll never hear so much great guitar playing in my Subway Fantasy 2, my most recent video out there. Plus, I have all kinds of philosophical statements. The Common Man talks about the situation we're in now, you know? Go out there, and there's all kinds of videos I have out there. Talk about being positive. This is your sunny day. Well, make it your sunny day. Are you the partying kind? Which, as I'm going to end my show now, you hear the lead guitar solo at the end of that song. But the whole video is out there on, it's also in my Subway Fantasy 2. Subway Fantasy, P-H-A-N-T-E-S-Y 2, the number 2. Subway Fantasy 2. Or you can just view the song by itself. Are you the partying kind? It's one of my videos. You don't even have to go to YouTube. Just Google it in the Google bar, and the video will pop right up. And then, of course, there's the way I end my show, the last song is I Gotta Be Somebody. It's my anthem. Very philosophical song. And it could be your anthem, too. Hey, the video's out there on YouTube. Go look for it. What can I tell you? Or just check out. Just check it out. It's free. Hey, YouTube.com. Start with Are You the Partying Kind? Or start with Subway Fantasy 2. Or listen to Now Is the Time. You know? The lyrics talk about where we're going to walk into the future with a smiling face. That's right. Everybody, take your place. Okay, hey, tell your friends to tune in next week if you want to hear the truth of what's going on. And remember, participate. Start planning for this December 21st, the winter solstice. We want to get millions of people to participate in this. Okay. I'm signing off. Here's the countdown, Mr. Engineer. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Statistic. I don't want to be just a nobody. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. I don't want to be no John Doe. I don't want to grow just to be old. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, my stand without fear, made it clear to the world my ideas, and all those people that had walked on by now stopped and looked, cause I caught their eye. I don't wanna be nobody's slave, I don't wanna join in my grave, gotta be somebody. theme. It is clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stop to look, cause I caught their eye.